This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, why a local group is excluded from a Chinese New Year's parade. But first, the American suburbs were all but born in Long Island's Nassau County, which now has over 1.3 million residents. But when it comes to dealing with voter issues such as schools or taxes, the county's legislature has taken an interesting approach. The approach has been to do nothing. It hasn't actually met since elections last November due to a bitter political squabble. As NPR's Mike Pesca reports, the tactics and countermaneuvers have made for good theater and a distressing civics lesson.
Peter Schmidt, the once and future and possibly even present Republican leader of the Nassau legislature, is sitting at his desk in front of a wall of certificates granted by what seems to be every Kiwanis club from Freeport to Farmingdale. His status is up in the air because of Democratic infighting and resulting Republican opportunism. Since the political breakdown of this broken-down legislature is 10 Democrats and 9 Republicans, any shift can be seismic. Schmidt is only too happy to point to an office across the hall where the Democrats are gathered as the nexus of disarray.
The fact that the Democratic leadership is incapable of bringing their own people together to solve this problem is astounding to me. As far as Republicans are concerned, I've run for presiding officer after the last 4 legislative elections. I've gotten 9 votes each time. So whatever's going on here is not a Republican situation. It is a Democrat situation.
Mr. Schmidt is a bully.
Democratic legislator Judy Jacobs begs to differ.
People do not like bullies. Mr. Schmidt should be a leader. I cannot think of anything smart that has been done by the other side of the aisle or 2 of our members to create the situation we're in now.
The situation goes something like this. Get out your scorecard. In November, 10 Democrats and 9 Republicans were elected to the county legislature. But 2 Democrats didn't want the woman you just heard, Judy Jacobs, as their majority leader. The Republicans took advantage. They would throw their support behind one of the dissatisfied Dems, who would presumably return the favor. The Republicans would also elect a Republican as the minority leader. In fact, they'd have to. The rules say the minority leader comes from a different party than the majority. Check your scorecard. You'll see a Republican minority leader and a Republican-friendly maverick as the majority leader. Now tear up your scorecard, because the Democrats countered. Judy Jacobs announced she would drop her party registration. Now, since she wasn't in the same party as the majority leader, she could be minority leader. Check your scorecard. We now have the Republicans without either the majority or the minority. Wad it up and toss it in the corner, because the Republicans parried. They decided to elect a bona fide Republican as the majority leader. Peter Schmidt, in fact. The 9 Republican votes were solid. The 10 Democrats couldn't agree on a single candidate. It is, of course, now all in the courts. A political fight for the ages. Unless you're a Nassau voter who's worried about the here and now. Of the shoppers at the Roosevelt Field Mall, the few who knew that A, there was a legislature, and B, that they were fighting, not one took sides. Jay Landau of East Meadow was typical.
I think it's all politics, and I'm not for it. I think Nassau County deserves much better than they've got throughout the entire legislature. Democrats and Republicans, it doesn't matter.
The situation here represents a greater trend, the breakdown of party politics. In the most widely read government textbook, for years, Nassau was mentioned as the quintessential Republican machine. But in the late 90s, the Democrats had a slim majority in the legislature, and in 2001, a Democrat was elected county executive. The Democrats failed to take notes on Republican discipline, however, according to Jerry Kremer, a former member of the New York State Assembly as a Democrat from Nassau.
Considering the Democrats have been out in the desert wandering there in Nassau County for years, the idea that once they ascend to power that they can't get their act together is pretty surprising.
Of course, the phrase he uses to describe Republicans is marching in lockstep, which doesn't seem like too attractive a solution. Anyway, any second now, a court is expected to issue a decision which will decide what the legislature cannot. But most observers don't believe this will be the final word, as the state's highest judicial body, the New York State Court of Appeals, is sitting up in Albany, just ready to be handed the whole mess. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.